Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening and welcome aboard. It is another edition of Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, we are live in Chicago on a Thursday into a Friday with Dominic Jimenez along the way as well. We've got a good show today lined up. Matthew Sein, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the College Football Foundation, is going to join us and talking about, among other things, the incredible college football season. We're about halfway through right now, right? And then what the College Football Foundation is doing right now with some of their postseason awards, the Campbell Award. And we've got one in our wheelhouse. And I say our wheelhouse, not Sports Byline, but my Midwest outpost. Bo Frehler of the Iowa State Cyclones, undefeated, ranked 10th of the country at last check, a defensive back with a 3.91 GPA and a hell of a football player, may play on Sundays. He'll join us tomorrow. And it's just a great week as we head towards a football Friday. Tonight, though, it's Rams Vikings. We'll take a look at that game. A little bit later on, we'll get DJ Shields in here. You know, he'll give you his picks and have a little fun with DJ. He's got a lot of energy. We'll sweep the bottom of the hour with just some thoughts and opinions here on Sports Overnight America. World Series tomorrow. We're going to make our way to New York. Which will be fun. Obviously, the series will open in Los Angeles Friday and Saturday with a travel day on Sunday. And then we go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in New York, and then back to L.A. And I think we're going back there, right? Don't you think? Saturday and Sunday, don't you think? Wait, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, update that. No, Friday and Saturday. So the World Series will end on a Saturday. So there you go. So that's where I think we're headed with the World Series, probably seven. Cole and Flaherty, Yankees and Dodgers starters in game one. Obviously, the weather in L.A. will be one thing. The weather in New York will be another. They're predicting cold weather in New York. And why wouldn't you? Baseball plays now into October. And, yeah, it's not September. It's not even October. It's November. And it is the World Series. So, yeah, you're going to see ball players all bundled up. That's where we get started on this Thursday, live in Chicago. It's part of Sports Overnight America, presented by GEICO and Rocket Mortgage. Coming right back.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here. We're live in Chicago. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We are efforting Matt Sein, COO. That's the chief executive officer of the College Football Foundation in the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth. And I think he played at Rice, and I think his dad played in the NFL and a brother played in the NFL. Sein, everywhere there's a sign, but I don't remember. But, hey, look it. I'll ask him. But listen, the unbelievable changing landscape of college football is where we'll go with Matt Sein when we bring him in here. I'll ask him the obligatory question, you know, no sports ever tripled their playoff scenario like college football has this year, going from 2 to 4 to 12. And it's going to be awesome. It really is going to be awesome. That playoff system, I mean, really should be. You say that, then, you know, you get all hepped up. But, you know, listen, you're going to get four byes, and then you're going to have eight teams going at it. And ultimately, if it has the desired effect that plays out, you know, and I was just going to say Liberty, but Liberty got beat last night by Kennesaw State. Oh, my Lord. But, you know, there's going to be a team. Now, last year, you know, I wouldn't say Florida State, but, yeah, they would be the odd team out, and so they would fall into the, you know, into a 5-12 matchup or whatever. But the fact of the matter is you're going to get a Cinderella story eventually. Now, you know, we waited forever to get a 16 to beat a 1 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. But the fact of the matter is this, it'll eventually happen. You're going to get some great, you know, scenario where some unheralded team is going to make maybe not the championship game, but win one or possibly two games. So anyways, I can't be more excited about it. I'm looking about it and I hope we get a chance to talk to Matthew about it, because I think it's going to be a real feather in college football's cap. I really do. So, anyways, we start there. Now, tonight I'll start with, and we'll get to the college stuff a little bit later on. Tonight I'm going to start with Rams-Vikings, and look at, you know, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I told you so. The Vikings, I thought, were ripe for a picking on Sunday, and they were, 29-28. I mean, no shame in losing like that. No shame in losing to Detroit. But, you know, Minnesota was, you know, playing with a little bit of house money there. But, you know, this is a tricky spot, too, because there can be a letdown, in my opinion. There can be a letdown after a loss. You know, when you've run the table the way they did, and I'm not saying they weren't tested for the first 5-6 weeks of the league of the season, but they were. But the fact of the matter is this, you can let down. After you lose a game like that, I could see the Vikings come out flat tonight. Now, the Rams are going to get Nacua back, it looks like. He's coming off the IR, so we shall see there. look, the Rams are not a very good football team. They're hanging out the for sale sign. I mean, Cooper Kupp could be shopped. Who knows? I mean, but look, McVay's a good coach. I don't think they're mailing it in. Look, it's week 7. It's not like it's, you know, week 12 or week 15 where you're just playing out the string. It's November. For most teams, and I wouldn't include the Rams, but you can't exclude the Rams, this is movement month. This is really a month where you don't want to play yourself out of playoff consideration. This is a month where you don't want to lose key players, but you never know because it's a contact sport. But November is a month where you just want to get to a place where you're still in the mix for those wild cards or the division if that's the scenario. And if you're vying for the division title, obviously, then you're in the wild card hunt. So, you know, that's where we arrive as we head into November. And, you know, I'll say it now. It's only the, 25th today? So you can't get too crazy about calling it November because we've got another week. But for all intents and purposes, it's November. And so this is, you know, a 4 to 5 week scheme where teams, you know, obviously are going to define themselves one way or the other. And it's simple. You're either a contender or you're a pretender. And I think the Rams want to think they're a contender, but it just doesn't feel that way with the Los Angeles Rams right now. It doesn't. It just doesn't feel that way. It feels truly like a situation where they're pretending and not really contending. But we shall see. I mean, you know, things can change here. Now, the Vikings, and I've gone off on this rant a million times, I love this division. That NFC North is just an unbelievable division. It starts with Minnesota. It doesn't end there. You've got Green Bay. Green Bay showed you exactly last week why they are so tough. I really thought when Houston laid an egg earlier this year, I mean a bad egg, they got beat 34-7 at Minnesota. Coming back to Green Bay last Sunday, I knew it. I knew they would come up with a spirited effort. You knew Stroud was up. He had a horrible game, probably his worst as a professional in that game up at U.S. Bank in Minneapolis 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, wherever it was. It was an embarrassing defeat. But here's what you got to remember. He showed up on Sunday, and look, they got a field goal inside of 2 minutes, but they left too much time on the clock. And what did Love do? He marched them down the field. Game-winning field goal, good night, drive safe, 24-22 final. Green Bay found a way to win. The Bears, next up. All right, 4-2, headed to Washington. Jaden Daniels is very much a question mark. Rib injury last week in a 40-7 drubbing of Carolina, which he was not around to see. Marcus Mariota took over the reins. So what you have right now is Washington hosting the Bears. We're not in all probability going to see that prized, coveted matchup between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. Not going to happen. But Mariota, look, 9 years ago, whatever it was, 2015, 2016, came out of Oregon, you know, a decorated quarterback. You know, he's been a journeyman. He's been all over the place. But he's a serviceable backup. And so he goes into Washington with the Commanders or comes into his home stadium on Sunday, very much saying, you know what, I've got 9 years of experience. You're a rookie. He's got a great supporting cast. The Commanders are legit. I mean, say the division-leading Washington Commanders, who would have thunk? Philadelphia's been a little dicey. The Giants are an also-ran. Dallas is a mess. And so don't say it's Washington. I'll resist the temptation to say it's Washington and the Commanders by default. But, man, oh, man, the other teams in this division have just been collectively a disaster. So you got to love this. Quinn gets in there. He gets a second chance as a head coaching job. He never recovered after that disastrous loss to the Patriots in the Super Bowl down in Houston. And now he comes to the nation's capital. You know, you got new ownership there. You couldn't ask for a better ownership group in Washington after the disaster that they had with Snyder. And lo and behold, year one of new ownership, year one of a new coach. They are a legitimate team and can't wait to see how this plays out. Now, the minute I write off Jaden Daniels, maybe that changes. Maybe that's a moving target. Maybe we see something different. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, cortisone or some kind of, you know, who knows. I'm not saying they shoot him up with painkillers like racehorses, but, you know, Jaden Daniels is chomping at the bit, and I would love to see it. I want to see that matchup. But you know what? We might see that matchup down the road. We may see that matchup in January in a potential playoff situation. But back to the NFC North. Listen, this is going to be a division that is going to carry us through the season, I think, with some incredible, incredible excitement. I think parity will tell you, 11 wins is going to, you know, 11-6 is going to be a dynamite record. I don't care what division you are in. But I would say right now, 11 wins probably is going to get you that divisional title. But maybe it's 12-5. Who knows? But we expected good things out of Green Bay. We expected good things out of Detroit. We expected probably decent things out of Chicago, maybe. In Minnesota, we were basically saying, look, McCarthy went down. He's the rookie quarterback. No one saw Darnold doing what he's doing. I mean, when I hear people say, yeah, they saw it coming with Darnold. No, you didn't. He really didn't, because he has played so unbelievable. But you got to remember, got a great supporting cast. The defense has been better than anyone really thought. And so right now you have a situation where you've got a division, I think, that is going to be very, very interesting. San Francisco's reeling. The NFC's a mess. The NFC South isn't anything to write home about, although Tampa may change that, but even they've had their foibles. So I think your NFC Super Bowl entry may be coming out of that NFC North. I'm Marty Terrell. We're live in Chicago. We come back. Lots to get to here on Sports Overnight.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, welcome back here on Sports Overnight America live in Chicago. Marty Terrell here. We got Rams-Vikings. We'll carry you through the night, too, with scores, interviews, and highlights. We'll give you all the post-game analysis. You'll hear it throughout the night as well. Let's get him in here. Very nice. Get very excited to talk to Matthew Sine. He is the chief operating officer of the National Football Foundation down in Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area. And Matthew Sine joins us. Matt, Marty Terrell, thank you for coming on. How are you? Thanks for giving us your time today. How are you?
Thank you, Marty. Doing great. Football season, how bad can it be?
Exactly. You know, we were just waxing poetically about how much we love football, and I misspoke and called you guys the College Football Foundation, but we've got one of the nominees for the Campbell Award tomorrow coming on, a kid that, because I'm based in the Midwest, Bo Freeler from Iowa State, outstanding student athlete and a great defensive back. But you know what I wanted to say? Thank you guys so much for doing all you do for football, really, at the National Football Foundation. You really do a great job, and you've been great to this network, and we're celebrating our 36th year of existence on this very day. I guess where I want to start with you is with the college game and how awesome it is to have a 12-team playoff. And I've said this ad nauseum, Matt. No sport in our history has ever seen their playoff qualifications triple like college football has, from 4 to 12. How great is that going to be for college football fans around not only the country but globally? Let me hear.
No, it will be, you know, it'll be a great postseason. Something that, you know, obviously none of us have ever seen. We've all wanted it and have looked for it. So, I think that people are in for a real treat. And the fact that we have so many schools now that feel like they, you know, they have a legitimate chance. You know, usually at this time, you know, you've pretty much gotten this thing down to about, you know, 10 to 12 teams. Well, you look at it now, you know, there's a lot of different combinations and there's a lot of different schools that can say that they have a chance to be in the playoff and have a chance in the national championship. So I think we're in for a unique, I think we're in for an exciting and probably the best postseason we've all ever had. And for all the football junkies, you know, on top of that, in between, you're still going to have bowl games to watch. So it'll just be endless football and just be fantastic.
You know, and Matt, what I said, that, you know, people saying, well, you know, there's always that controversy, you know, the fifth team looking into the 14 playoff. Last year it was Florida State. Every other year when it was two teams, there was always the third team being left out. That's what drives sports, is controversy and debates and stuff like this. It drives sports talk radio. I think it's good. We're, you know, look, at there's going to be 12 teams that get in. I guarantee you 13, 14, and 15 are still going to be, you know, lamenting they're being ousted. It's the way it goes. So can you comment on that? I mean, no matter how many teams you have it, you know, we see it in the NCAA tournament when there's 68 teams going to the men's basketball tournament, 69 and 70 are disappointed. Give me a quick take on that.
Well, I think you're 100% correct. I think that, you know, you just, you know, because, look, you have so many teams involved. I mean, we're not looking at 32 or, you know, 34 teams like a pro, like the NFL or any pro sports can look at. And so, you know, this is the best that, you know, we can do. And I think it's always going to be flawed. It always has been. That's part of the beauty of college football, because it is flawed and because you have so many teams involved. It really makes it the greatest regular season we have in any sport by far, because every game in college football does matter. And fair and fair, there's a lot of other sports you can't say that for. You lose, you know, look, you lose once, now you have a chance. You lose twice, you know, you lose that more than twice, you're not playing in the playoffs. So I think we've gotten to a really good point with our postseason that we can say that, you know, everybody has a chance, and this is about as good as we've had in a long time.
Matthew Sine with us. He is the COO of the National Football Foundation. And if you could, Matthew, let's take a moment. You got a big event coming up in December 10th out at the Bellagio in Vegas. you know, I mean, just legends of football, including, you know, I see Tim Couch. What a year, in career he had that last year at Kentucky, and his NFL career. Danny Woodhead. I'm seeing all these guys, and so many, too many to mention here. Talk about that event coming up at the Bellagio, and then just talk about your role and what you folks accomplish at the National Football Foundation. Could you do that for us, please? Tell us about the event December 10th. And the public, by the way, can still get involved. So let's hear about that. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, first of all, I got, you know, you're in Chicago. How could you not bring up the fact that Dan Hampton is being inducted this year? So I just wanted to point that out. You're being in Chicago.
Yes, yes.
And I was just with him as on-campus salute. He's fabulous. But the entire 22-member class will be inducted at the annual awards dinner on Tuesday, December 10th in Las Vegas at the Bellagio. If people are interested in going, then go to footballfoundation.org for ticket information. There's a discounted hotel information. And so if you're a fan of the game, college or pro, this would be a great place to be because, as you mentioned, it's a fantastic Hall of Fame class. When you talk about Larry Fitzgerald and Dan Hampton and Randy Moss and Julius Peppers, Dewey Selman, Alex Smith, as you said, Danny Woodhead, people in the Midwest, Mark D'Antonio, Frank Solich. It's a fantastic class, and it's really a great evening because not only do we induct the Hall of Fame class, but we announce and we recognize the National Scholar Athlete class, and out of that group comes the winner of the Campbell Trophy, which goes to college football's top scholar athlete. And so, you know, so that gives you the addition of Jalen Miller, the quarterback at Alabama, Jack Kaiser, linebacker at Notre Dame, Dylan Gabriel, quarterback at Oregon, Jackson Dart, the quarterback at Ole Miss. So it's a who's who of the game. About 50 returning members of the College Football Hall of Fame. Archie Manning's our chairman. If anybody loves football, that's the place to be. And I think everyone likes Las Vegas, so they should get out there and go.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned Archie Manning. He's been so good to this network over the years with his work with Allstate Insurance and now with you folks. How about your family? You got some football lineage there, Matt. And do I see on the resume Rice University down in Houston? Let's hear about the Sign family. Let me hear real quick.
I did. I was fortunate to play for Rice. I was a nose guard back in the days of the Southwest Conference. It turned out to be the last days of the Southwest Conference. But I had a father who played pro football, and an older brother who played at Pitt and went on to play in the World League, and had a younger brother who played football for Gene Stallings in Alabama. So certainly a football family through and through, and actually it carried over to my daughters, with one being was a football trainer the last 4 years at Ole Miss. So, and we're all into football, and, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today without the game. And my father was the first person in his family to get an college education at Cincinnati. So, you know, owe a lot to the game, and I'm fortunate enough in this position to be able to give back in a lot of different ways.
No question. Matthew Sine. Just a couple more minutes, Matt, and I'll let you go. I know you're busy. Talk about what you guys are doing, though, with broader strokes at the National Football Foundation. We overhear so much, but there's more to talk about real quick. Give us a couple minutes on that, if you could, please.
Oh, you're very kind. Well, you know, we are asked to promote and protect the game of football, and in doing so, we're also protecting the opportunities the game provides. And we always say, to be involved in the sport, you don't have to wear a headset or have your hand on the ground. If you want to be involved in football, there's a place for everyone. And all you got to do is go to a game on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you can see that. The nice thing is we get to talk about all that to do with our sport. And the one thing you'll hear us talking about a lot is education and showcasing the value of getting an education. and making sure you stay in school. And if you have a chance to get a college degree, please get one. And you know, we're not against the transfer portal. We're not against NIL, but we are for getting your education. And we just think that's really big and really a difference maker. And we have felt that way since our founding, 76 years ago. So that's big for us. And then we just launched a program called I Played, and it's a storytelling initiative. And you can go to footballfoundation.org and tell us your football, if you played in high school, if you played in college. If you're a manager on the team or a trainer, cheerleader, but we want to know how football affected your life, and because we get chapter and verse, we know how much the game has meant to so many people. And for a lot of people, it's a path to an education opportunity. And certainly for a lot of those, including myself, there's not a day that goes by that I don't use something that I learned from playing football or learned from a coach or learned from a teammate. And so that's a big initiative moving forward, but we want to hear from people. And if you only played high school, fine. We want to hear about it. If you never started a game but you're on the squad, you're on the squad. If you go through 2 days in practice, you are a football player.
We're out of time, Matthew. Let's do this again soon. I thank you very much. Let's talk again soon. Have a good night. Thank you. Coming back here on Sports Overnight.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All All right, welcome back. We're live in Chicago. Marty Trill here on Sports Overnight America, across country and around the globe. That was a nice get. Thank you, Dom. Excellent work there. Hey, listen, we had Matt Sein scheduled for 12 after, and listen, sometimes, you know, people are a little late, and then and then I don't see the sign from, speaking of signs, I run through the stop sign, and Dom has to rearrange it, and he's excellent at doing that. That's why he's the best producer we could possibly ask for. Excellent job out of Dom Jimenez. All right, let's get him in here. TJ is the man, wild man. This is what I need here. Get a little sleepy here on a Thursday overnight into a Friday morning. You get a nice little bolt. It's like caffeine over the radio. Let's get him in here. What's up there, DJ? What's going on down in Dallas?
Marty Terrell, what's going on, baby? And you know, it's my birthday month. You know I like to get hype. Now, look, I'll say this. Can I cuss? Can I say the A word on the radio real quick?
You can say, yeah. Say the subtle ones, the nice, benign ones, not the other ones.
I'm going to say it. I'll say it real tough. Texas got their ass whipped in college football, but that's okay. We're coming back, man. There's a lot of football to talk about. And the most of all, I'm thankful and blessed that you had me on this show so I can get on here with you and we can talk football. Let's go.
All right, now listen to me. I'm going to really throw a fly in the ointment, and I want you to be realistic here. What would you do? And I don't want any crappy, you know, canned answer. What are you going to do when the Vanderbilt Commodores? This isn't the Lionel Richie Commodores lady, okay? This is the Vanderbilt Commodores are going to beat the Texas Longhorns on Saturday. Now, I want you to stay away from sharp objects. I don't want you to do anything rash. But how are you going to handle that on Saturday, Mr. Longhorn? Let me hear.
I'm going to tell you this from a fan standpoint, from a being a regular standpoint, and being a realist, it ain't happening. You can take Diago, Pavado, Pavilla, whatever his last name is. He's the closest thing to Johnny Manziel since we've seen Johnny Manziel. But I'll tell you this. He ain't Johnny Manziel. He ain't going to parties on Wednesday night, Thursday night. He's not doing beer bongs. He's not winning like Johnny Manziel was. So I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. He's going to prepare all week. He's going to get in there, and Texas is mad. They're going to give Diego Pavilla, Pavala, Pamada, they're going to give him an ass with it.
You think so, dude? I'm telling you. Can I tell
know
you what?
So.
No, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Clark Lee, I mean, this guy, you could trace him back to Notre Dame, baby. This Vanderbilt program is nationally ranked. They're not afraid of Texas. They beat Alabama. Would you get that through your head? I love you like a brother. Come on now here. They beat Alabama. They're not worried about the burnt orange and the hook 'em horn garbage, okay? So you need to really get yourself – you got to brace yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you jump out of a plane, you don't have a parachute. Before you hit the ground, you got to brace yourself. So I want you to brace yourself. You understand? Let me hear.
And my daddy wasn't scared of my mama. My mama still whooped his ass. So I don't know what you're saying. Here's what I do know. Texas is the big bad dog. They lost for a few. I won't go into the reasons, but we know this. Quarterback play, some things that caused it went the other way, but we don't blame refs. Listen, my mama was scared of my daddy too, but she still whipped his ass when it was time to whip his ass. Texas is going to blow Vanderbilt out. Y'all better put y'all's bank account on it and make your bank account great again. I'm just telling y'all.
All right, listen, I'll let you plug your picks here in a moment. Let's get serious here. Who is Texas going to start? I mean, has Quinn Ewers outplayed his welcome there? I mean, what do we do here? What's the quarterbacking situation? What is it, and what do you think it should be? Let's hear some opinion. Go ahead.
So I think with Texas, man, I think, you know, you got Quinn Ewers, you got Arch. And last week when everything was going the way it was, I was one of those people being outspoken fan that we need to have Arch in, give him some time, and then they pulled him out after the series. They're going to start Quinn. I think that's kind of what Sarkisian feels he needs to do. They're going to start Quinn and roll with that. But I don't think necessarily that's the right decision, Marty. I think with what I saw and the progression I saw, and I know it was only two or three series, I think Arch Manning is the guy to go with as you get into further competition. Because when you get in these dogs aren't from South Lake, Texas. They ain't from Highland Park, Texas. They're not from Austin, Westlake. When you get these dogs from the outer skirts, they want to kill these quarterbacks that think they know everything. And that's what I think happened. He was a little gun shy, so you got to be careful. I think if we keep relying on Quinn too much as we get to the playoffs, we might be in trouble. And I think the coaches know that.
DJ Shields, we'll let him shield his picks here in a moment. There's nothing wrong with that. Here's where I want to go with you right now. Tennessee, Bama. I mean, I'm looking at these SEC standings, and I my head wants to hurt. I'm seeing the blue bloods of college football, middle of the pack, not in the country. They're middle of the pack in their own conference. So do you want to justify that with the strength and the lineage and the history of the you know, unbelievable powerhouse SEC? Or are we seeing a drop down in the SEC that no one expected? And we almost could include Georgia in that, but they've righted their ship here. Let me hear.
Well, I've said this from the beginning, and I think, and I'll start with Texas, right? When the NIL deals came along, you can pay players to live in the city. We'll start there. Do you want to go live in Tuscaloosa, Alabama? Do you want to live in Tennessee? Do you want to live where Ole Miss is? Or do you want to go to a vibrant city that's happening where you do something every night and get paid? So I think Texas will start to take over the SEC in that fact, because you can get the kids that have never experienced life and they want to go to these places, live and play football. Now you go to Tuscaloosa, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and to your point, Alabama and Tennessee. I think those programs are going to fall off, because I just don't think you can sustain it with paying players. If you have a scholarship from Texas, and I say, hey, Marty, you come down here and I'll give you $2 million, and you can go to the University of Texas, play football in Austin, Texas, I'll pay for your house. And Alabama offers you a house. Do you want to go to Texas, Alabama, or Ole Miss? And so I think Alabama, you know, once Saban left and the new era started, I think that those things are really going to go away. And I think, I hate to say this, where's the best city to live? Where's the most money? Unfortunately, that's the way it is. That's what college football is, and I think that's where we're headed.
All right, throw our vast audience a bone. You owe us one. Minnesota, L.A., give the mass appeal out there, the mass audience. Throw them, and then I want you to tell them how they can get a hold of your picks. Limitless picks. But for those, and again, we don't encourage doing anything to screw up your life. God knows I went down that road, and it's not worth it. So give us a pick right now. Minnesota, L.A., Thursday night football. It's mail it in Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit at the microphones, putting us asleep. Will this game keep us awake, and how do you see it? Let me hear.
Barney, I'm going to go one time with saying, yeah, if you guys are gambling, please gamble responsibly. Do not do it if you're betting your life on it, and you guys have crazy things going on, just don't bet. Here's what I will say. My man Marcus Dixon, I'm going to go solely off this. First marketing job I ever got, Marcus Dixon, the defensive line coach for the Minnesota Vikings that went to L.A. his first year as a coach, won a Super Bowl as a defensive line assistant, goes to the Denver Broncos, has them a top defensive line. Then he goes to the Minnesota Vikings. My boy is the man, the defensive line coach in Minnesota. Minnesota Vikings win this game over the team that gave him the shot. Hanley, I'm going all coaching, Minnesota Vikings, and they win big. They win by 7-12, which that's big in the NFL. Minnesota Vikings, let's go. Shout out, Marcus. What's up, baby? I love you.
All right. Hey, don't hang up yet. How do they get a hold of you? You're on Instagram, huh? Tell us how that works.
Yeah, you guys check me out at Limitless Sports Picks on Instagram, at Limitless Sports Picks. If you guys shoot me a DM, I'll send you my packages. And then look at my podcast, me and my co-host, Stevie Moore. We had Tanner Kern from DraftKings on today. Blessed to have my guy Tanner on at winners_only_podcast. You guys check the podcast out. We're going to keep it going. And Marty, again, always thank you for having me on, man. You're helping me in this business and helping me navigate. I love being on air with you. It's awesome.
Well, you're doing it the right way. What else you got? This college football, you got? Are you going to do the baseball? Are you going to have picks during the World Series? Let me finish there. What do you think?
Yes, sir, I do. And I haven't, you know what, I take a lot of time to study. I don't have them, but I'll be on with you tomorrow, and I'll let some of those picks out. I'll give the World Series pick tomorrow, hell, for the series. But I do think tonight, one game that I love, college football, I freaking love the Syracuse Orange going into Pittsburgh and winning tonight, money line. You see, on Thursday and Friday night, these underdogs get down. I love these Orange, baby. I love these New York people. I got brothers from New York. Shout out to my boy Mark Benazzi, upstate New York, Rochester. Hey, they got a place in Rochester. I don't even remember the place. But they put home fries on it, a burger, ketchup, mustard. That's the best thing I ever tasted when I drank alcohol when I was 18 years old. Let's go, Syracuse Orange. Let's go.
Okay. Hey, one more. We got to bring it down a notch because I'm going to bring up a very sad story. Hey, you were in a boy band, and I'm just heartbroken by that, what appears
that
to be
sad.
A suicide. What, tell it. Liam, I don't know the guy. I wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup. Tell me the backstory there. That was, I mean, I understood he had maybe some relationship problems. My Lord, take captive of your thoughts. Give it to God. DJ, you were in a boy band. I mean, did these young kids just get too much success, too much money, too much fame, too fast? That was a heart-wrenching story.
Yeah, Marty, I think, man, being all serious and taking it down a notch, that was tough. I never knew Liam. Never met the guys from One Direction. I'm going to sound old here. I'm about 14 years older than those guys. But what he meant to fans, changing people's lives, you know, they said that he was a very personable guy, lit up every room that he walked in. That's tough. So, you know, for mental health, you know, if anyone is listening, mental health, it's real. Everyone goes through it. You all deal with situations, find some help, and try to get better. So I know a lot of people are hurting from that situation. And everybody thinks because he's a celebrity, you know, he's a celebrity. It's for clicks. He's a real person.
Yeah, he's a real person with real problems and challenges and
That's
things
right.
that life serves up. All right. Well, listen, awkward segue, but I thought of you because I knew your history with, you know, being in a boy band and being around
yes,
those
sir.
Young and watch these kids rise to stardom so quickly. All right, thank you for the entertainment. You know, in my world, you don't have to pick one game right because you entertain me and you make me laugh. And that in and of itself gets you on the airwaves here. All right, DJ, you have a good night, pal, okay? You take care.
You too, buddy. I appreciate your time. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right, you come back to us, DJ Shields, and he'll join us on a Football Friday as well. Speaking of Football Friday, Bo Fraley, Iowa State tomorrow. You know, we get Giovanna, we got the soccer guys coming on with, First Touch tomorrow. They'll be on at, let me get this right now, 5 Eastern, 4 Central, 2:00 Pacific, and then we rerun it over the weekend as well. And this weekend, we got you covered. We got New York, we got the Dodgers, we just got so much going on. In our world, and we're just happy to bring it to you, and we love you all for listening here. We are presented by Geico, and we are presented by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage right now with $10,000 down, not a down payment, down to you. They hand that check to you at the closing to defray those closing costs at Rocket Mortgage, and check them out at rocketmortgage.com. We're live in Chicago. We come back here. We'll close it out with a two-minute drill. Thursday into a Friday, we say goodbye to Dom after the show. He heads into his long weekend. Bailey Peck with us on the weekend. Daniel Ogden on a Football Friday. We're coming back here on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah. It's such a shame.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. How you say heat your body?
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, down the home stretch with what we're screaming and screaming about. Celtics, Wizards tonight. Boy, the Celtics opening night thumping of the Knicks in the Garden on Tuesday night. They'll call a double back. They struggle. I'll just throw it out there. They struggle at Capital One Arena in the nation's cap. I'm telling you right now. They won't struggle tonight. Washington's bad. They're coached by a kid from Winchester, Massachusetts, Brian Keefe. Good guy. Great high school player. And paid his dues. A lot like Nick Nurse with the Sixers. Brian Keefe with the Wizards has really paid his dues. But he's got a tall order tonight as Joe Mazzulla, Tatum, Brown, and company. Derek White, we can go on and on and on here. The Celtics should have no issues there. Golden State, impressive last night. Wow. On the road, opening night, whacked the Portland Trailblazers. You know, I was really impressed last night with two teams. Cleveland with a win over Toronto, and I want to give the Pistons a little bit of love. Should have won that game against Indiana. They got to learn. Cade Cunningham and that group, the Pistons have to learn how to close out games. That's their problem right now. So they got to learn how to close out games. When they do, the Pistons are going to go from worst, maybe not to first, but from worst to a whole lot better. So I thought I'd give a little shout out. We don't get to do much Pistons or Cavaliers and stuff like that. So, yeah, and then Pitt, Syracuse tonight, college football game, decent spot. But really, it's about Minnesota and the Rams. Tomorrow, we have a great show lined up. A Rams wide receiver, Nacua, will be with us tomorrow. We look forward to it, and a Football Friday and a whole lot more. Great job out of Dominic Jimenez. He always does a great job and gives us his best Monday through Thursday night. Enjoy the weekend, Dom, and enjoy the weekend to you folks all headed to wherever you're going this weekend, right? We're back with it on a Football Friday. New York looms with the World Series Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Dodgers and Yanks get it started tomorrow night. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell live in Chicago. Enjoy your rest of the evening and morning on Sports Overnight. Adios.